And good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for non-conference basketball. Game number four of the Northwest of the Dort College Thanksgiving Classic. This is the second men's game of the day. The first game won by Northwestern as they drop Trinity Christian 101-69. For the Dort College defenders, they're taking on a Fisk team from Tennessee. They're an NAIA independent, and the Dort College defenders will be facing a Fisk Bulldog team that comes into today's contest with a 5-2 record. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
I'm Lauren Johnson.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a look, first of all, at the Fisk Bulldogs. They come into today's contest 5-2. They're located in Nashville, Tennessee. El Paso Pitts is scoring a team-high 12.1 points per game with 4.7 rebounds. Tyron Davis is good for 11.4 points per outing. Other players in the averaging in the 10-point range. Rianni Scott is scoring 9.8 points per game. Montreal Neighbors is scoring 8.7 points per outing. The Bulldogs are averaging 75.3 points per game. They allow 69.7 points per outing. Fisk has a 46.6 shooting percentage. They've out-rebounded teams 41.9 to 32.7. For the Dort College defender men, they come into today's contest 5-4 overall. They're 1-0 in GPAC play. Marcus Winterfeld leads a balanced attack with a 12.8 points per game average. He's making 56.6% of his field goals. Alec Henriksen is good for 11.9 points per game. Kyle Lang is chipping in with 10.6 points per outing. Jesse Jansman's at 8.0. Chad Barkham's at 7.8. Josh Finlingen, 7.7. Chandler Brunstein, 7.4. Andrew O'Donnell, 7.2. Ben Gasing, 6.6. The defenders have five players with 11 or more made three-point baskets this season, and the team is converting 41% of its field three-point baskets. Defenders are scoring 93.1 points per game. They allow 83 points per outing. Defenders have a 35.6 to 30.6 rebounding edge, and they convert 50.9% of their field goals. We'll be back with a look at starting lineups for today's basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Well, the starting lineup that Fisk is going to go with this evening is not the starting lineup I anticipated seeing. They will start number two, Tyron Davis, a 6'1 freshman from Memphis, averaging 10.5 points per contest. Number 10 is David Patton. He's a 6'3 junior from Kansas City, averaging 5.9 points per game. Montreal Neighbors is a 6'2 junior from Oxford, Mississippi, averaging 9.4 points per game. Larson Ashford is a 6'5 freshman from Fort Worth, Indiana. He's averaging just under a point per contest. And number 23, Addison Miller, is a 6'5 sophomore from Horn Lake, Mississippi, averaging 8.8 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. For the Dort College defenders, you will see Alec Henriksen, a 6'2 junior from Spirit Lake, Iowa, averaging 11.9 points per game. Marcus Winterfeld's a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 12.8 points per game. He wears number 4. Number 5 is Chad Barkham, a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Falls, averaging 7.8 points per game. Number 11 is Chandler Brunsting, a 6'1 sophomore from Hull, Iowa, averaging 7.4 points per game. And Kobe Critchley is a 5'11 junior from Roseville, Minnesota, averaging 4.3 points per game. Off of the bench, we have seen 5 and 6 players in a reserve role for Dort College this season. Andrew O'Donnell's a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 7.2 points per game. Ben Gasing's a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 6.6 points per outing. Jesse Jansman's number 21. He's a 6'4 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 8 points per game. Kyle Lang's a 5'10 freshman from Mason City, Iowa, averaging 10.6 points per game. Number 25 is Josh Finlingen, a 6'6 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 7.7 points per outing. And Zach Bussard is a 6'6 sophomore, that is, from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 2.8 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College versus Fisk coming your way in just a little bit. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Just about set for basketball between Fisk and Dort College. This non-conference contest. The Dort College defenders in their road blacks. Yellow numbers trimmed in white. With these classics, you do a little bit of juggling so that the visiting teams can wear both sets of jerseys and you aren't doing laundry all night. Fisk in their home whites with blue numbers trimmed out in yellow. We are set for basketball, Dort College and Fisk, and we are underway. Opening tap controlled by the defenders. Pass goes over to Critchley, and we are underway. Dort College basketball bringing it up. On the right side with it is Henriksen. Henriksen in between the circles goes left side over to Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting to Critchley. Critchley with the basketball out front. Kobe into the corner. Winterfeld head fake. Scoops it outside Henriksen. Henriksen ball fake over to Brunsting. Brunsting with it. Lost it. Gets it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen into the corner. Barkema. Barkema three. Good. Chad Barkema with the three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders in front 3-0. 3-0 our score just underway. Glad to have you along with me on this Friday night. Fisk basketball, and they throw it away. In and out of the hands of number 22, Larson Ashford, the freshman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, unable to hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds, and Kobe Critchley will bring it up for the Dort College defenders. Pass goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the right side over to Barkema. Barkema gives it up left side over to Critchley. Critchley, right side it comes to Barkema. Barkema, right elbow of the lane, back to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, Critchley. Fisk extending their defense out, pass right side over to Winterfeld. High arching three, good. Marcus Winterfeld with a three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders out to a quick 6-0 lead. 6-0 our score. Hopefully it's not fool's gold for the Dort College defenders. Every once in a while you make those early threes and suddenly you fall in love with it. Right side with the basketball is Fisk. Perimeter jumper and knocking it down is Addison Miller. Miller knocks it down from 17 feet and it's 6-2. Into the corner, Winterfeld missed the three. Rebound though taken down by Barkema. Barkema shot no good, but he's fouled from behind. And the foul called on Fisk's Montreal Neighbors. Neighbors whistled for the personal. 6-3, Dort College in front. And that was a three-point bucket by Addison Miller. I thought it was only a two, but they credited him with a three. First free throw on the way for Barkema, no good. Another one on the way for Chad. Chad, a 64% free throw shooter. Barkema, right-handed free throw shooter. It's up and left it short. In and out, no good. Dort College misses the opportunity to increase the lead. Here comes Fisk, quickly up the floor with the basketball, down to the baseline. Jumper from 15, no good. Rebound taken away, weak side by Henriksen. Henriksen quickly up the floor with it, over to Barkema. Barkema into the corner, Brunsting. Underneath Winterfeld, back over to Henriksen. Three ball on the way, missed it, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the offensive glass. Dort College leads 8-3. 8-3 our score. 2 minutes gone in this contest. This is the most free-flowing basketball we've seen so far today. First three contests filled by fouls. Henriksen with the basketball ahead. It goes to Critchley. Critchley on the left wing stops, looks for the trailer. Gives it off to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over to Barkema. Barkema drives baseline. Barkema lays it up and down. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. 17:37 remaining. New player checking in for Fisk. This is Scott. Scott will check in. Checking out is Larson Ashford. Ashford has just picked up his first personal foul. So Barkema with an opportunity at the three-point play. Free throw is up. Free throw off the heel, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Barkema. So Barkema adds insult to injury after the missed free throw. He starts the game 0-for-3 from the charity stripe. He commits the foul on the long rebound, and now it is Fisk basketball. Fisk with it. Larson Ashford. Ashford out front with the basketball. He passes it off to the right side. Coach Rostalm, a better door than window. Can't see through him. Pass goes left side. Shot on the way is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting ahead to Henriksen. Henriksen doesn't have the numbers. He's going to test the waters anyhow. Takes it hard to the hoop, and he is fouled on the play. And Alec will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support North College and Defender Athletics, by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Henriksen makes one of two. Chandler Brunstein comes away with an offensive rebound. And the Dort College defender lead after a missed shot by Winterfeld on the perimeter is 9-3. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Brunstein. Brunstein into the front court. Pass goes left side. Critchley. Back around the horn they go over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball on the right side. Henriksen picks it up, passes over to Barkema. Barkema, Winterfeld. Winterfeld to back to Barkema, and Barkema is going to be called for a charge. So Barkema whistled for the charge. That's his second. So Chad almost instantly in foul trouble. Dort College leading 11-3. .16:39 remaining. Dort College leading 11-3 here in the relative early going. Five new players in for the defenders. Lang guarding Davis. Davis in traffic. His shot is good. Davis averaging 10.5 points per game. Gets through Lang for that two-point basket. Ben Gasing for the basketball. Back over to Lang. Lang gives it up over to Jansma. Jansma right side, Gasing. Gasing over to Lang. Lang feeds it underneath Van Langen. Van Langen in the post. They double-team him. Back over to Jesse. Jesse, three ball. Yes. Jesse Jansma whispers it through. 14-5. Dort College in front by nine. 16 minutes remaining here in the first half. Fisk basketball. Out front with it is Davis. Davis gets around Lang again. Shot blocked by Van Langen on the weak side rebound, on the weak side help. Here comes Gasing. Gasing feeds it into the corner to Jansma. Jansma rattles it. Good. Jesse Jansma with the triple. Dort College leads 17-5. 17-5, our score. Fisk with it. Davis. Davis across the timeline. Davis guarded there by Lang. Davis looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away to David Patton. Patton, spin move into lane, but we've got a foul called. It's either going to be on Jansma or Van Langen. It's going to go on Jansma. And for Jesse, that is foul number one. Team foul number three on the defenders. Free throws on the way for David Patton. He'll shoot a pair. He's 50% free throw shooter this season. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paintless tent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955. 722-2313, and by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden. Also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter. Member FDIC. Couple of made free throws by Patton. Narrows it to 17-7. 15-15 remaining here in the first half. With the basketball is Jansma. Jansma goes back right side over to Lang. Lang high post. It goes to Van Langen. Double teamed. Van Langen looking for a cutter. Back over to Lang. Lang spins it back over to Van Langen. Into the corner. Jansma. Jansma another triple. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Fisk. Fisk into the front court. Madison. Madison over the basketball. Madison looking down low. They feed it to the cutter. And with the layup is Madison. Josh Madison, Joshua Madison, that is, with the two-point bucket. It's an eight-point ball game. Dort College with it. And Jansman's pass intended for Gasing tapped away. It will be Dort College basketball. 17-9, Dort College up by eight. 14:39 remaining here in the first half. Lang to inbound, slow developing play. They get it in over the top. Gasing over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the corner. Lang, Lang with it. Lang will reset the offense, 17 to shoot. Comes back over to Jansma, high post, Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball, looking for where the double team came from. Gets it away to Lang, 8 seconds left, ball tipped. Taken away by Fisk, long pass into the front court. Dort College retreating on defense. And a foul called underneath the basket, that's going to go against Dort College. Foul called on Dort College and Kyle Lang, that's foul number one on him. And more free throws on the way for David Patton. Patton 2 for 2 on his last trip to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair here. 4 for 8 for the season coming into the game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. First free throw was good. Second free throw on the way is off the heel, no good. And Dort College with a 17-10 lead. Dort College with their starting five back on the floor. Pass goes over to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball feeds it into the corner. DJ Fikstra, that is. Fikstra getting some early minutes. Shot missed on the other end after the steal. Here comes Dort College. Critchley. That was Fikstra. So DJ Fikstra getting some early minutes. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound tapped out by Winterfeld, unable to keep it in play. So Fikstra in for Barkema because Barkema's got the two early fouls. So that's where Dort College adjusts their lineup. Fikstra getting the minutes now for Barkema, his old high school teammate. 17-10, our score. This is David Patton. Patton down to the baseline. Cut off. Step back, 17-footer. Good. David Patton. 5 early points. Dort College leads 17-12. And a hand check called on Fisk and Tyran Davis. Davis whistled for the personal foul. 17-12 remaining. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Over on the far side. Across the way. Straight across from the Fisk bench. Dort College basketball. With it on the right side. This is Henriksen. Henriksen to Fikstra. Fikstra, Winterfeld. They bring the double team. He muscles it up. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Fisk. Fisk up and running with the basketball. They pass it ahead. Drive in. Patton. And Patton is going to be called for a charge. Patton whistled, Josh Madison, that is, whistled for the charge. El Paso Pitts is in the ballgame. Pass comes right side. Comes back over to Henriksen. Dort College by 5. Dort College has been stuck on 17 for a while. Fisk right now on a 7-0 run. Right side pass goes over to Henriksen on the wing. Comes back over to Critchley. Into the corner, Winterfeld. Winterfeld squeezes off a 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Fisk. Here come the Bulldogs. Bulldog basketball. Alston gets it away. 3. Missed it. No good. That was left short by Patton. Here comes Dort College, Critchley. Into the corner, Brunsting. Brunsting reverses Henriksen. Henriksen, 3-ball, missed it, no good. There for the rebound, Fikstra. Fikstra fighting for it. Brunsting comes away with the deflection. Dort College basketball, back to Critchley. Critchley, pass, tipped out of bounds, last touch by Fisk. And Victor Alston, it will be Dort College basketball. Timeout on the floor, charge to Fisk. 17-12, Dort College up by 5. 12:14 remaining in this first half. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. 12:14 remaining in the first half. Dort College will inbound deep in the corner. Winterfeld gets it in to Henriksen. Henriksen shoves it back outside for Winterfeld. Tries to thread the needle and it's taken away. Intended for Brunsting. They pass it off right side, shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Fisk. And getting that shot to go, that was Montreal Neighbors. Neighbors with a two-point bucket, and it's down to a 17-14 lead for Dort College. With a basketball in the back in the front court is Henriksen. Goes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Henriksen. Henriksen to Brunsting. Brunsting with it deep right corner. 9 seconds remaining. They feed it to Winterfeld posting up. Marcus in the lane. His shot no good, and here comes Fisk. Fisk has dialed up the defensive pressure in the half court since Dort College got out to that early lead. And now the Bulldogs will set the offense. Pass goes left side over to Neighbors. Neighbors gives it up. 17-footer right side missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Brunsting. Dort College needs to find a way to get a bucket. Bounce pass goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld kicks it into the corner. O'Donnell. O'Donnell, 3 in and out. No good. That one was halfway down and pops out. Here comes Fisk. Bulldog basketball. This is Victor Alston. Alston pull up from 15, misses everything. Rebound taken away by Door College. Coming away with it is Henriksen. Henriksen up the floor. Feeds the trailer. Winterfeld. Winterfeld three. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with 8 points. Dort College, that ends the drought. Dort College trails 20-14. 10:40 remaining. First half of play. Dort College started with a 17-5 advantage. And the ball is thrown away. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Fisk basketball. Dort College, five new players into the game. And Fisk, Victor Alston to trigger it. He gets it into El Paso Pitts. El Paso Pitts drills the three. 20-17, Dort College by three. So Pitts knocks down the triple from the right wing. Dort College basketball, Jansman. Jansman gives it up over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball, back over to Lang. Lang, well beyond the three-point line, back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Lang. Lang, three, corner, missed it, no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Van Lingen underneath the basket. Two players around him, retreats, gets it away to Jansma. Jansma's shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Winterfeld on the offensive rebound attempt. And Marcus Winterfeld has been called for his first personal foul. It's team foul number five on the defenders in this half. 20-17, Fisk down by three over the basketball. Victor Alston setting the offense for Fisk against Lang. Pass goes left side, catch and shoot, a three, good for Addison Miller. Miller with six, made it look pretty easy. 20 points, a 20-20 tie now with 9:36 remaining. This is Jansma, kick out Lang. Lang, three from the right side, in and out, no good. Rebound Lang, Jansma. Jansma over the basketball, two players around him, feeds it underneath Van Lingen. Van Lingen double team, tries to pass out of it, and it's taken away by Fisk. Fisk up and running. El Paso Pitts misses the layup. Dort College coming back the other way. Lang. Lang into the front court. Back to Gasing. Gasing from the right hand side steps the defensive player. Lays it up and good. 2-point bucket for Ben Gasing. Dort College leads 22-20. 9 minutes remaining. First half of play. And we've got a travel called on Victor Alston. Alston looked like he was going to come to a jump stop, then shuffled his feet. And gets whistled for the travel. Winterfeld checks out. Barkema will check in. Lang brings it up for Dort College. Lang with the basketball feeds it to Van Lingen. Van Lingen muscles it up and down. Josh Van Lingen with his first 2 points. Dort College extends the lead 24-20. Back the other way, though. Flipping it off of the glass is Neighbors. Neighbors with a 2-point bucket. And the defenders lead at 24-22. Fisk showing 2-3 zone defense. Pass back to Lang. Lang, three, top of the key, good. A 3-point basket for Kyle Lang. He squeezes the trigger, even though he missed a few. And the defenders lead by five, 27-22. Left side pass, Pitts. Pitts with the basketball, stolen away by Jansma. Jansma, two players by him, feeds it to the trailer, Lang. Lang with the basketball. Lang back over to Jansma. Jansma, right wing, feeds it to the high post. Barkema. Barkema, 10-footer in and out, no good. Good shots. Dort College just not getting them to go right now. Driving in and tipping it away. That was a drive-in by Fisk. Trying to put it up was Miller. Miller had it knocked away. Zach Bussard will check into the game for Dort College. Van Lingen will check out. Fisk to throw it in with Victor Alston triggering right side of the lane as we face the hoop. He passes it over the top to Pitts. Pitts looking, gets it back over to Alston. Alston guarded there by Lang. Alston guarded by Lang. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Steal by Lang. Lang with the basketball. Lang came away with the steal. And getting a fistful of jersey that time was Victor Alston. Alston prevented the layup attempt by Lang by grabbing the jersey. That's not a real big penalty to pay, saving 2 points. Pass is deflected, and it's taken back by... taken back by Fisk. And Montreal Neighbors gets called for steps. And now it'll be Dort College on offense again. Pass goes over to Gasing. Dort College playing with a five-point lead, 27-22. Into the corner it goes. Bounce pass, and it was down around the feet of Chad Barkema from Jansma. And that goes out of bounds. Turnover gives the basketball back to Fisk. Fisk leading 27-22. Fisk has used the only timeout so far in this one. Pass comes over to Madison. Madison shot no good. Rebound taken away by Gasink. Gasink of the basketball gets away from one defensive player. Puts it up in traffic. Shot is good. Made it look pretty easy. Ben Gasink driving the length of the floor. 29-22. Dort College on defense now. Defenders leading by seven. Pass through traffic. Taken by Pitts. Pitts reverse layup. Good. El Paso Pitts has 5 points. Dort College leads 29-22. Lang goes high post to Barkema. Barkema puts it on the deck, and it's swiped at, and Victor Alston is going to pick up his second personal foul. Foul called on Alston, and I believe it's 1-1 time now for the defenders. Jansma and Lang check out. Critchley and Henriksen join Gasink and Bussard on the floor. If Barkema makes free throws, he will check out, and O'Donnell will check in. 6:29 remaining here in the first half. Dort College by five. Free throw on the way for Barkema. 1-1. It's off the side of the iron. No good. Barkema struggling from the free throw line right now. 29-24. Dort College by five. Fisk basketball. Well, the basketball is Yant. Malik Yant into the ball game at the last break. Yant down to the baseline. Cut off there by Critchley. Turn around in the lane. Is up and good on the feed to Miller. Miller with 8. And the Dort College lead is down to 3 again, 29-26. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink gets away from his defensive player. Into the corner, Henriksen. Henriksen, 3-ball, no good. Rebound taken away by Bussard. Bussard's going to take it up. In traffic, off the glass, good. Buss with a 2-point bucket. Dort College lead, 31-26. 5:40 and counting, first half. Been a fast-paced first half of basketball. Yant with the basketball out front. Yant gives it up to Miller. Miller drives in. His short shot is good. 10 points for Miller. The Dort College bench wanted a travel violation. 31-28 our score. 10 points for Miller, averaging 8.8 points per contest. Right side pass, it goes Henriksen. Henriksen deep in the right corner. Henriksen picks up his dribble, feeds it to Barkema. Barkema back outside Gasink. Gasink with the basketball, splits the defense, kick out pass, Barkema three, left it short, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Fisk. Fisk with the basketball, Bulldog setting the offense, pull up by Yant off the heel, no good, rebound cleared by Fisk, and the Bulldogs will reset the offense. In traffic, shot is no good, but we've got a foul on the play called on Dort College. Zach Bussard hits the floor. And going to the free throw line. That foul was charged to Alec Henriksen. That is his first. Scott will go to the free throw line. He will shoot 2 free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is off the iron, no good. Scott, a 59% free throw shooter. Another one on the way for Scott. 4:49 remaining, first half. Dort College 31. Fisk 28 with a free throw. Checking into the game is Ricky Bowser. Bowser checks in for the first time. Pitts checks out. Scott with another free throw. This one's up, and that one's good, so it's a 2-point ball game. 31-29. Critchley with the basketball, guarded by Yant. Gets it away to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back to Critchley. Dort College pushed out on the offensive end. They get it over to Henriksen, deep on the right side. Henriksen spots up, gets it back over to Critchley. Critchley to Winterfeld. Winterfeld off of the glass, good. Marcus with 10. Dort College leads 33-29. Coming back the other way, Fisk basketball. Fisk with it on the wing. Fisk, they feed it down low. Fading away. Basket is good. Nice looking shot by Scott. He's got three. He rises above and knocks down the 10-footer. Here's O'Donnell. O'Donnell back out front to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld picks up his dribble, gets it back over to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball, 15 to shoot. Gasink going to drive in, and we've got a hand check called on Fisk and Addison Miller. Miller whistled for the personal. And Miller right now in disbelief. Gasink, the freshman from Sioux Center, will go to the free throw line. Ben Gasink will shoot a 1-1. The Achilles heel for Dort College here in the first half, their free throw shooting. 1 for 6 so far. This will be their 7th free throw shot this evening. Free throw on the way is up and left it short, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Fisk. Dort College leaving points on the floor right now at the free throw line. Fisk basketball. With it on the left side, that's Madison. Kick out pass out front. This is Neighbors. Neighbors in traffic, and he got bailed out. They're going to call the foul on Winterfeld. Marcus picks up his second personal. With 3:37 remaining in the first half, and Montreal Neighbors will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 79% free throw shooter coming into the game makes that one. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Englund Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Davis back into the game. Checking out of the contest is Malik Yent. So 3:37 remaining here in the first half. An opportunity for Fisk to tie it. Free throw is left short, no good. Dort College leads 33-32. Into the front court with the basketball is Critchley. He goes right side over to Gasing. Gasing with it on the right wing. Ben with the basketball, backs it out to the right corner. Passes out front. They give it up O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, trying to feed it outside. Critchley comes away with it. Critchley reverse pass, and it's taken away. Reading it was Neighbors. Neighbors with the steal. Neighbors tries to feed it ahead to Scott. It goes off of Scott's hands, out of bounds. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College leading 33-32 with 3:12 remaining. With the basketball is Critchley. Critchley walking it up for the defenders. He takes it across half court. Kobe with the basketball bounces it off to Van Langen. Van Langen reverses it. Henriksen, three ball on the way. Good. Alec Henriksen, his first three today. Dort College leads 36-32. 4 points for Henriksen, and the defenders lead by four. Fisk basketball, Davis. Davis with it in between the circles, guarded by Critchley. Pass comes right side. Fading away from 15. That's a tough shot. Missed it. That was Ricky Bowser who took it. Taken by Dort College and Brunsting. Right side, Critchley. Critchley with the basketball. Critchley back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, Van Langen. Van Langen with a left-hand hook. Good. Josh Van Langen with a two-point bucket. He's got four. Dort College leads 38-32. It would appear when Dort College is able to pick their spots and get the ball inside, they can have some success. Pass goes left side over to Madison. Madison with it. Madison spin move. And Dort College, we're going to have a foul called before the shot. It's going to be a 1-1 opportunity. I'm waiting to see who they call it on. It's going to be on Josh Van Langen. That's number one on him. Josh Madison will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 38-32, Dort College with a 6-point advantage. Free throw on the way is up and good. Madison with another one on the way. Trying to make it a 4-point ball game. 2:04 remaining, first half of basketball. This one's up and down as well. Josh Madison makes them both. He's got four. And the Dort College defenders trail 38-34. Our score. Throwing the ball in will be Brunsting. Chandler to trigger it. Gets it in. Critchley will bring it up. Kobe Critchley brings the basketball up against Madison. Critchley passes right side intended for Gaysink, and Montreal Neighbors overplaying the pass. Knocks it away. A lot of size on the backside on the help for Fisk. So they can afford to overplay on that corner, you know, that cut into the corner. Pass tipped, picked up by Van Langen, though. Stolen by Fisk. Fisk with it, lost it. They pick it up. Driving in is Davis. Davis, jumper, no good. Rebound cleared by Brunsting. Brunsting with a basketball. Brunsting gives it off to Lang. Lang with it on the right side. Right-handed dribble over to Henriksen. Dort College with a four-point lead. 1:30 remaining here in the first half. Gaysink looking down low. Gaysink puts it on the floor. He's going to drive in. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. They overplay Gaysink. Gaysink gets around him. Ben Gaysink with 6 first half points. Dort College leads 40-34. Fisk basketball. Both teams not afraid to go to their bench. Fisk, a lot of nice looking players. Dort College matching them though right now with a 6-point lead. Fisk, they've overplayed on the perimeter, and Dort College, a couple of the defenders able to take advantage. Foul called on the play. That's going to be against Kyle Lang. It's going to be a 1-1, I believe. Or is that foul number 10 on Dort College? They call the foul on Lang. My question is why they're awarding him two, because the foul came before the shot, I thought. First free throw, doesn't matter as he knocks the first one down, so even if it would have been a 1-1. So the foul went on Lang, that's number 2 on him. Madison goes to the free throw line for his second free throw, trying to make it a 4-point ball game again. And this one's up and good. So Lang makes them, Madison makes them both. It's 40-36. Dort College does have a little bit of foul trouble to deal with. Gaysink with the basketball. He goes right side over to Henriksen. And Henriksen is pushed on the play by Montreal Neighbors. Neighbors whistled for his second personal foul. And Dort College will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 in the form of Alec Henriksen. So Dort College with a 4-point cushion. Fisk, a school that plays, they're an independent. And that is not an easy route to take in the NAIA. You end up playing whoever will take you. And that prompts them to come up to Northwest Iowa and play a pair of games on Friday and Saturday. School out of Memphis, Tennessee. First free throw by Henriksen is good, trying to make it a 6-point ball game again. And Henriksen makes that one. So Henriksen 3-for-4 today. 91% free throw shooter entering the game. And the defenders looking for a stop here. Try to get into the locker room, up by at least 6. Fisk basketball. They drive in. And the ball is kicked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College, if they can get a quick shot. Dort College wants a quick shot. Try to get a 2-for-1 here. They aren't going to get it. Jansma with it. Back over to Henriksen. Right side, Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Back over to Brunsting. Brunsting to Jansma. Jansma in traffic, blocked. Here comes Fisk. Fisk up and running. And trying to tie the player up was Henriksen. Henriksen has just picked up his second personal. And Josh Madison will go to the free throw line. He will shoot 2 free throws. Madison is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 24 seconds left in the half. Dort College by 6. Free throws on the way. First one by the left-hander, up and through for Josh Madison. Madison 5-for-5 now from the charity stripe. Another one on the way. On the floor for the defenders, it's Jansma, Gaysink, Brunsting, Winterfeld. The old man of the group is Henriksen, the junior. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Brunsting. Dort College leads by 5. They've got the basketball. They can hold for the final shot. Fisk showing 1-2-2 zone defense. Gaysink with the basketball, 12 seconds. Now 10 with the basketball. Gaysink feeds it right side. Gets the return pass, 4 seconds. Winterfeld, 3 at the buzzer, off the mark, no good, and that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College, 42, Fisk, 37. Let's take a break and be back. Dort College has not trailed through one half of basketball. Back-to-back three started the scoring for Dort College. They got out to a 17-5 advantage. Fisk came back to tie it at 20 at the 9:36 mark of the first half. That was our only tie. Dort College then scored 9 of the next 11 points to get up 29-22. Fisk would get back to within 1 at 33-32. Dort College extended the lead to 6. Had an opportunity to build on the 6-point lead. Failed to do so. Three-pointer at the buzzer was off the mark at 42-37. And that's where we're at halftime. Dort College 42, Fisk 37. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. First half numbers, Dort College 16 for 33 from the floor, 48.5%. 7 of 21 from the three-point line, 33.3%. 3 for 9 on free throws, 33.3%. For Fisk, they're 12 of 27 from the floor, 44.4%. 3 for 6 on threes, 50%. 10 for 14 on free throws, 71.4%. Dort College out-rebounding Fisk, 23-17 in the first half of play. Dort College, 9 turnovers. Fisk has 8. Marcus Winterfeld leads the defenders with 10 points, 4 of 9 from the floor. He's got 2 made three-pointers. 6 points for Alec Henriksen. 6 each for Ben Gaysink and Jesse Jansma. 4 for Josh Van Langen. 3 for Kyle Lang. 2 for Zach Bussard for their total of 42. For Fisk, Addison Miller has 10 points. 7 for Joshua Madison. 5 each for David Patton, Montreal Neighbors, and El Paso Pitts. 2 for Teron Davis, and 3 for Ryanny Scott. Rebounds, Chandler Brunsting with 7 in the first, pardon me, with 9 in the first half, 2 offensive, 7 defensive, and 3 for Josh Van Langen. 4 different players have 2 assists each for the defenders, while for Fisk, they are led in rebounding by Victor Alston. With 4, he also has 5 assists. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt in a moment. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium, the fourth of 4 games played today. This one matching up Dort College and Fisk. Earlier today, in women's basketball, Dort College victorious over William Penn by a final score of 87-78. The defenders led by Erica Feenstra is 22, and Annie Rinesmith chipped in with 21. In the second game of the day, that one went down to the wire. That was Valley City State holding on for a win over Briar Cliffs women. Final score there, 83-80. Men's basketball after that, Northwestern a winner over Trinity, 101-69. Derek Bicey got hot. He went 7 of 9 from the three-point line, ended up with 21 points. Colton Coyma also at 21 for Northwestern. Northwestern will face Fisk tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Dort College, the men will face Trinity Christian tomorrow afternoon at 2. Starting things off at noon, it'll be Dort College versus Valley City State in women's basketball straight up at 12 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders basketball on KDCR made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athletes. 2-weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1901 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. .42-37, it's Fisk basketball as we start the second half of play. So Fisk with an opportunity to cut into the five-point deficit. And drive the lane, dump it off, and the help defense by Henriksen as he knocks it away. Looks like Scott comes up a little lame. The indication was he maybe went knee-to-knee with somebody. Fisk basketball, they pass it in. Jump hook, no good. Rebound cleared by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting hands it off to Critchley. Here comes Dort College. Critchley at the point. Critchley passes left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back to Critchley. Critchley to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back screen. They give it up to on the lob pass to Winterfeld. Winterfeld lay in good. He's got 12, and the defenders lead it 44-37. First time we've seen Dort College go to that this season. That back screen and a lob on the baseline. Addison Miller with the basketball. Dort College with their biggest lead of the game. Brunsting up the floor. Brunsting, no look pass underneath. Barkema, and Barkema is fouled on the play, and Chad will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Fisk. That's Addison Miller, whistled for his second. Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. First free throw of the way for the sophomore from Sioux Falls. In and out, no good. Barkema entered play today. 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Got to get one of these to go. Get the monkey off the back. Right now it's King Kong hanging on there. Second free throw is up and good. So Barkema gets one of two. Defenders lead by 8, 45-37. Dort College, numerous missed free throws in the first half. Back cut and throwing it down for Fisk is Joshua Madison. Madison with a two-point bucket on the slam dunk. And the Dort College defender lead is 6, 45-39. With the basketball, Henriksen. Henriksen goes right side over to Barkema. Barkema reverses back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Critchley. Critchley, they try to pin him back near midcourt. He brings it back out to the free throw line. And we've got a hold called on Davis. That's foul number two on Davis. 18:30 remaining. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Winterfeld. Winterfeld tosses it in to Critchley. Critchley out front. Kobe has the basketball. Pass right side over to Chandler. Tries to get it inside for Winterfeld. Winterfeld does. Puts it up, and they're going to say the foul before the shot. Foul called on Josh Madison. That's number two on him. Team foul number three on Fisk here in the half. Dort College with a fresh 30 to work with. Brunsting tries to back his way in. He loses his footing. Here comes Fisk. Driving in with the right hand from the left side. Teran Davis. Davis gets a two-point bucket to go. Dort College's eight-point lead has been cut in half. It's down to four. With a basketball, comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen right side, three-pointer on the way. Rainbow missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Barkema. Barkema feeds the cutter. Henriksen, Henriksen finger roll, good. Alec Henriksen with 8 points. Dort College leads 47-41. Into the front court with a basketball, Fisk. This is Davis. Davis across half court. Davis in between the circles out front, guarded by Critchley. Stabbing for it was Winterfeld. Fisk, turnaround baseline jumper, tough shot. Miller gets it to go. He's got 12. .47-43 our score. And they're going to say the foul came after the shot, so it's going to be an out-of-bounds play for Fisk, and they'll be inbounding. Foul called on Winterfeld. That's number three on him. 17:31 remaining. Fisk inbounding the basketball. So Fisk will throw it in with a four-point deficit. Ain't nobody. They get the ball inbounded. rolling hook shot and getting it to go is Scott. He's got five. 47-45, a four-point possession in effect for Fisk. Pass goes left side over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting, right side, Gasing. Gasing, Brunsting. Brunsting, Henriksen. Henriksen, three. Can't get it to go. Rebound, though, put back by Barkema. Chad Barkema with 8 points. Stuart College leads 49-45. Quickly up the floor. Shot, no good. Rebound, Barkema. Stuart College basketball. Barkema. Barkema's pass is stolen. Coming up with it is Alston. Alston off of the glass, good. Victor Alston took it in, gets it to go off of the glass, drew some contact, no call made. Andor College has the basketball. Gasing passes it back to the right side over to Brunsting. Swing pass over the top, Gasing. Gasing reverse layup, drew some contact, no call made. Here comes Fisk. Fisk with an opportunity to tie it, and they do. Arriving right-handed layup by Miller. Miller's got 14, and we're deadlocked at 49. 16-18 remaining here in the second half. Fisk has erased an 8-point deficit at 45-37, outscoring Dort College 12-4 and tying it at 49 with 16-18. This is our second tie of the contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Back with more in a moment. Dort College basketball after the timeout. We're tied at 49-all. Dort College inbounding. Lang and Gasing in the backcourt for the defenders. Lang to inbound, gets it into Ben Gasing. Gasing with it near midcourt. Dort College has not trailed in this one. This is our second tie. Pass into the corner, Jansma. Jansma, Lang. Lang back over to Jansma. Jansma right wing. Gets the return pass. Jesse out front to Ben. Gasing passes left side. Lang. Lang three. Left it short. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Fisk. Fisk up and running with the basketball. Davis. Davis tests the waters from 10. High off of the glass. No, off the rim. No good. Rebound cleared by Jansma. Dort College basketball. Jesse up the floor. Jesse floater. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped by Van Lingen. Controlled by El Paso Pitts. Pitts gets it away. To Davis. Davis with the basketball. Davis with it on the right side. Brings it back to the top of the key. Hands it back over to Pitts. Pitts to the cutter. And the layup is good. Victor Alston on the back cut from the top of the key. And Fisk has their first lead at 51-49. Andrew O'Donnell drives into the lane. His shot no good. Rebound cleared by Pitts. Pitts with the basketball. Bringing it up is Davis. Davis with the basketball. Davis in between the circles out front. Davis has it at the center jump circle. Working his way in against Ben Gasing. Drives in with the right hand. Flips it up. Shot no good. And a fight for the rebound and a foul called against Fisk. And Scott. Scott whistled for the personal. It's foul number one on him. Team foul number four on Fisk here in the half. And Lang will bring the basketball up. Lang across half court. Passes over to Jansma. Jansma to Lang. Lang to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Now we've got a foul called away from the ball. And that foul is going to go on Scott. That's number two on him. Team foul number five on Fisk. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lang gets it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to feed it underneath for Van Lingen. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Van Lingen. Van Lingen basket good. Josh Van Lingen with a two-point bucket. He's got six, and we're tied at 51. 14:37 remaining. Fisk with a basketball. Left side, Alston. Guarded there by Lang. Three-pointer on the way. Shot no good. And a fight for the rebound. And we've got a foul called on Josh Madison. Madison went up high with a one hand, but looked like he had his hand on the shoulder of the player in front of him. And with our score tied, 51-51, it's Dort College basketball. Lang bringing it up for Dort College. Kyle with a basketball. Passes into the corner, Jansma. Jansma picks up his dribble, feeds it underneath Van Lingen. Van Lingen spins to the basket. His shot is good. Josh Van Langen with 8 points. Dort College regains the lead 53-51, 14 minutes remaining. Dort College by a deuce. Pass goes left side with it. Deep in the corner. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out. Fisk controls it. Alston came away with the offensive rebound. His 17-footer. Most missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Van Langen gets it away to Lang. Lang into the front court for Dort College. Lang uses his dribble. Passes right side. Jansman. No look pass underneath for Gasink. And Gasink is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Scott. That's number three on him. Team foul number seven on Fisk. Gasink will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. So Ben Gasink shooting the 1-1 with Dort College leading 53-51 with 13:34 remaining. That is foul number three on Scott. He is the second player to pick up a third personal foul for Fisk now. Dort College also has some players in the same boat. Gasink's first free throw is good. You've got Winterfeld with three. I believe there's one other one. Second free throw on the way for Gasink. This one's up and good, so Ben makes them both. That's good to see. Two for three tonight from the free throw line is Gasink. 15 for 29 for the season. 55-51. Pass comes out front. Pitts. Pitts driving in. Wild shot. No good there for the rebound. Tip. No good. Rebound. Van Langen. Van Langen over to Lang. Lang does not have the numbers. He'll retreat and set things up. Lang across half court. Passes left side over to Jansman. They're going to call Jesse for the travel. 13:09 remaining. Henriksen is going to check in. Jesse's going to check out. That's Jesse Jansman, the freshman from Sioux Center. Henriksen checks back into the contest. This Fisk outfit, 5-2 this year. Very good looking team. Driving in. Shot is good. And a foul call. Josh Madison will go to the free throw line to try and convert the three-point play. That foul was charged to Dort College. And Josh Van Langen. Van Langen whistled for his second personal foul. And a free throw on the way for Madison. He's got 11 points. And he makes that one. 55-54. It's back to a one-point game. Dort College by a point. Pass in the backcourt to Lang. Lang to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Henriksen. Henriksen to Lang. Lang settles on the right side. Gets it over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen back over to Gasink. 10 to shoot. Gasink right side Lang. Lang thought about the three. Now 5 to shoot. Kyle with the basketball. Step back three on the way. Good. Just a 2 for Kyle Lang. Lang with 5. I thought he stepped back beyond the three-point line. Must have been just the black line rather than the white line. And the defenders lead 57-54. Driving in, and we've got a blocking foul called on Josh Van Langen. Josh Madison finishes at the rim again, and he will go to the free throw line for another chance at a three-point play. 57-56, 12-12 remaining. That's foul number 3 on Van Langen. So Van Langen whistled for his third personal. Winterfeld is back into the game. Josh Madison with 7 second-half points, 14 points for the game unofficially. Free throw is up, and the free throw no good. Dort College leads 57-56. In the backcourt is Lang. If it is O'Donnell, O'Donnell gets it across the timeline to Henriksen. Henriksen drives in over the right hand. Good. Alec Henriksen with a 2-point bucket. He's got 10. Dort College leads 59-56. Dort College uses the timeout, leading by 3. 11:58 remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5. Fisk basketball. And Fisk will inbound the basketball. They get it inbounded to Davis. Davis will walk it up. Davis with the basketball across half court. Dort College showing man-to-man defense. They'll sag off. Thinking about the three was Madison. Fired around the horn instead. Over into the corner. Fisk, 11:38 remaining. Three-pointer is up and good. Burying the three from the right wing was Patton. Patton with 8. We're tied at 59. 11:30 remaining in the football game. Out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets the return pass. O'Donnell back over to Henriksen to Lang. Lang with the basketball. Lang to Brunsting. Brunsting answering. Yes! Three-point basket for Chandler Brunsting. His first basket of the day. Dort College leads 62-59. Into the front court with the basketball is Fisk. They pass over to Alston. Alston on the left side. He's going to size up a three, and he splashes it in. 62-62 our score. 10:56 remaining as Alston buries that three, his seventh point of the half. And the game, for that matter, all of his 7 points coming here in the second half. Brunsting underneath, Winterfeld back out front, Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball on the wing. Henriksen back over to Lang, 10 to shoot. Brunsting back to Henriksen. Henriksen, three ball, got it. Three-point basket for Henriksen, and Dort College is going to go away from the zone, I think. 65-62, Dort College with a three-point cushion. Dort College will go back to man-to-man after Fisk hit a couple of threes. After Dort College called a timeout and went to that zone defense. Driving in, right-handed shot is up and good. The teardrop by Davis, he's got six, 65-64. Driving the other way is Lang. Lang to Brunsting. Brunsting, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Pass around the horn, back over to Henriksen. Henriksen thought about the three, decides against it. Here's Lang in the corner. Dort College is going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor with 9:52 remaining. Lang was pinned in the corner. He calls a timeout to preserve the timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley. They're also in Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at their Sioux Center location, 722-0101, and by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City, and by Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Also by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Dort College basketball, 10 to shoot, 9:48 left in the game. Pass goes left side over to Henriksen. Henriksen, right side it goes Brunsting. Brunsting back over to Henriksen. 3 seconds left, fading away. Shot won't go. Tap by Brunsting, no good. Loose basketball picked up by Fisk. Fisk with a basketball. Bulldogs setting the offense. On the left side, back cut. And a layup is good. Two-point basket for Madison as he makes the break. He's got 16. And Fisk leads at 66-65. On the right corner is Lang. Gets it out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side, Henriksen. Lob pass underneath for Winterfeld. Winterfeld, basket good. He's got 14. Dort College regains the lead, 67-66. Now you need a stop if you're Dort College. Under 9 minutes to go. Left side pass. Fisk wanting the ball screen, calling for it is Madison. They get it back over to El Paso Pitts, and Pitts hits one with a man in his face. El Paso Pitts with eight. Dort College trails 69-67. Out front is Lang. Lang with it at the top of the key. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the left side. Henriksen gives it up to Brunsting. Brunsting, O'Donnell, fires it back out front. Lang. Lang misses the three. He's trying to save it in as Brunsting, and Brunsting does save it in off of David Patton. Brunsting pays for it, comes up a little bit gimpy. Lang will check out, as will O'Donnell. Henriksen checks out. On the floor for the defenders, it's Barkema, Winterfeld, Gasing, Jansma, and Brunsting. Brunsting was able to save it off of a Fisk player. They get it into the corner to Barkema. Too many people around it. Pass to Jansma. Jansma misses the corner three, and the rebound is cleared by the Bulldogs. Fisk coming back the other way. Pulling up is Davis. Davis. Now they switch off on him. Barkema is going to guard him. Driving in, they dump it off. Shot is blocked by Winterfeld. Rebound, Dort College. Now stolen back by Fisk. Fisk coming back the other way. Pitts another three, and he buries it. El Paso Pitts with 11. Dort College trails 72-67. With the basketball, Gasing. Gasing, a pass right side, Jansma. Jansma, Brunsting. Brunsting back over to Gasing. Gasing into the corner. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Scott, and that's number four on him. 72-67 our score. Winterfeld will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two as he was fouled. Beg your pardon, a 1-1 coming here for Winterfeld. So Marcus Winterfeld with the 1-1 opportunity. The sophomore from Sioux Center makes it. He's got another one coming. 15 for Winterfeld. Another free throw on the way. Dort College down 4, 72-68, but they got to find a way to stop Fisk on the offensive end. Second free throw is up and good, so Winterfeld makes them both. He's got 16 to lead the defenders. Dort College trails 72-69. Checking into the ball game for Dort College. That was Van Langen. Van Langen goes for Winterfeld. With it on the top of the key is Davis. Davis guarded there by Gasing. Goes to the hot hand. Pitts. Pitts picks up his dribble. Passes right side over to Patton. Patton with the basketball. Patton step back two. Is off the mark. No good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema has it stripped though. Coming away with it is Alston on the rebound. He stripped it free. Out front with it is Davis. Davis feeds it off. Shot blocked from behind. Who's the foul going to go on for Dort College? That's going to go on Chandler Brunsting, his first. And free throws on the way for Fisk and Scott. Scott, 1-for-2 tonight from the free throw line. Fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good. He's now 2-for-3. Another free throw on the way. 73-69, 7:01 remaining in regulation. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. Scott with 7. Defenders down by 5. 74-69, and the defenders inbounding in the backcourt. This will be Chad Barkema. Barkema looking to throw in, gets it in to Brunsting. He fields it on the short hop. Pass goes ahead to Van Langen, back over to Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing weaving his way in. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And that foul goes on Scott, and I believe that's number 5 on him. So that's 5 on Scott. He will foul out with 7 points with 6:56 remaining. He is disqualified on fouls. Checking into the game will be Addison Miller. Scott, senior from Batesville, Mississippi, fouls out of the contest. And Ben Gasing will go to the free throw line for 2, I think. He was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good. Ben with another one on the way, the freshman. 9 points now, averaging 6.6 points per game. A second free throw on the way for Gasing, trying to make it a 3-point game again. This one's up, and that one's off the mark, no good. Rebound is cleared by Addison Miller. Dort College needs a stop on the defensive end. 74-70, they're down. 6:47 and counting, ball game. Fisk, basketball, Davis. And what do we have? Is that a 3 seconds in the lane? 3 seconds in the lane, the violation. Bringing the basketball up, Dort College, Brunsting. Brunsting back over to Gasing. Gasing into the corner, Barkema. Barkema off of the glass, good. Chad Barkema, the 2-point bucket, he's got 10. Defenders trail 74-72. 6:20 remaining. 6:20 remaining. A teardrop in the lane by Davis. He's got eight. Defenders trail 76-72. Gesink feeds it left side. They go underneath. Van Langen, two players around him, puts it up, short-armed it, no good. Dort College got the shot they wanted. Coming back the other way is Alston, and he loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Turnover by Fisk with 5:56 remaining. Van Langen will check out of the basketball game. Fisk will settle back into a half-court defense. Gesink gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen out front. 2-3 zone applied by Fisk. Comes back over to Brunsting. Brunsting into the corner. Winterfeld down to the baseline. In traffic. His shot is good. Two-point basket for Winterfeld. Winterfeld with 18. Dort College trails 76-74. 5.5 left to go in the contest. Fisk has the basketball. Looking to build on the lead. Out front with it is Davis. He goes over to Pitts. Pitts at the free throw line. Picked up by Patton. Patton drives the lane. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Patton will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. So Dort College, first free throw is up, and the free throw is up and good for Patton. Completes the three-point play, and back we come the other way, and we've got a foul called in the front court. That's going to go against Fisk. And the Dort College defenders. ...79-74 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College defenders. And now we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Fisk. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Those of you watching via the live stream, we apologize. Looked like we lost it for a second or two, but looks like all is good to go now. O'Donnell's first free throw is off the mark, no good. Another one on the way for O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell, first free throw. Another one on the way for O'Donnell. 79-74, Dort College down. Missed free throw. Barkema comes up with it. Kicks it into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, kick out pass, Winterfeld. Step back three, missed it, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Barkema. Barkema, two-point basket, good. Chad Barkema makes it a 79-76 ball game. Dort College down by three. With the basketball is Davis. Davis on the right side. Davis, they give it off, and splashing in a three. My goodness, Addison Miller. Miller with 17. Dort College trails 82-76. So Fisk with a six-point lead. Intended for Gesink underneath, and it's tipped away. Last touch by Fisk. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding. This will be Alec Henriksen. 82-76. Henriksen gets it inbounded to Gesink. Gesink with the basketball deep in the corner. And Gesink is fouled on the play, and Ben will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. Still a lot of time left in this one, but the momentum definitely behind Fisk right now at 82-76. Ben Gasink will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Gasink. Gasink with 10 points now. 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way. This one is up, and Gasink missed it. Ball is deflected off the backboard, and the rebound is cleared by Fisk, and they have a chance to build on the five-point advantage, 82-77. With it out front is Davis. Davis goes into the corner. Another three. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Here's Gasink. Gasink across the timeline. Ben with it. Ben splits the defense. Back out front, Henriksen comes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Fisk, and they will walk it up with 3:50 left. So Fisk walking it up. And they will call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Fisk. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Fisk with the advantage at 82-77. They use their third timeout. 82-77, Dort College. Down by five. Setting the offense is Davis. 3:30 remaining. Still time, but Dort College needs some stops on defense. Shot no good. Long rebound, though, and misses badly. And the shot clock is reset, and Fisk will run time again. Davis with the basketball out near midcourt. Davis passes left side over to Alston. Alston on the wing. Alston working against Henriksen. Alston, 12-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Barkema. Chad with the basketball, gives it up to Ben. Ben Gasink will take it up. Pass over to Brunsting. Dort College can cut it down to a single possession game with a made field goal here. Pass goes into the corner, back over to Barkema. Barkema on the baseline. Comes back over to Gasink. Gasink with the ball, back to Henriksen. Henriksen, long three, no. Rebound long, taken down by Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink flips it outside, Henriksen. Henriksen caught up in the air, tries to pass through traffic. Ball deflected, taken back by Dort College, and Gasink after the save by Brunsting, and now we've got a foul on the play, called on Fisk and Victor Alston. 82-77 our score. That foul called on Alston is number three on him. And free throws now for Dort College and Ben Gasink. Gasink will shoot a pair. Gasink with 10 points so far tonight. This game obviously looks a little different if Dort College is more consistent on their free throw shooting. Hoping acknowledging it might change the course of what has happened so far. It does not. Ben Gasing misses the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw is up, and Gasing makes that one. Gasing now 4 for 7 in the second half, 4 for 8 for the ballgame. Dort College down two possessions, 82-78, 2:23 remaining. Fisk basketball out front, Davis. Davis in between the circles. Davis guarded by Gasink. And what do we have? An illegal screen called on Fisk. And that foul is called on Alston. That's number four on him. And Dort College will inbound down by four. Chance for Dort College to cut further into the lead, 82-78. Bringing the basketball up is Gasink. Gasink at the center jump circle. Pass back over to Gasink. Gasink flips it over to Jansma. Jansma to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back over to Jansma. Jansma to Gasink. Gasink through the lane pass to Brunsting. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Fisk. Turnover by the defenders. Here comes Fisk. The Bulldogs with it, and Gasink has called for the personal foul in the backcourt. For Ben, that's foul number one. Team foul number six on the defenders in this half. O'Donnell will check into the game for Dort College. Winterfeld will check out. Or College trying to save Winterfeld on fouls, I think. Ball deflected, and foul called now on Gasink in the front court. Ben caught out of position, whistled for his second personal, and free throws on the way for Fisk. Davis will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a 1-1. We'll start up again tomorrow at noon. Doesn't seem that far away anymore. Henriksen is in. Jansma is out. 4-point difference right now. Fisk with the lead. 1:41 remaining in regulation. Free throw on the way is up and good. Davis makes the front end of the 1-1. He can make it a 6-point ball game and match Fisk's biggest lead of the game. So North College, dire need of some defensive stops to help their cause here. Free throw is up, and the free throw is down. Both made free throws by Fisk's Davis. Davis with 10. Fisk has an 84-78 lead. Timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa. Jasper, Minnesota, People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete, two-weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1901 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Also by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. North College basketball down 6, 1:39 remaining in regulation. Fisk has taken a 6-point lead. Brunsting passes over to Henriksen, doesn't pull the trigger, pass into the corner, Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball, fires it cross court. Brunsting, cash money in the bank, and he is fouled. Chandler Brunsting knocks down the three. He's fouled in the act of shooting, and he will go for the 4-point play opportunity. So a 4-point play opportunity for the hard worker from Hull, Iowa. Foul is charged to Victor Alston, is his fifth. He will foul out of the game with 7 points and 1:24 left in regulation. So Brunsting can make this a 2-point game with a made free throw here. Free throw by Brunsting is up and good. He's an 80% free throw shooter entering the game. Not a big sample size, though. 84-82, 1:20 remaining. Fisk basketball in the backcourt. Pass deflected. Brunsting got a hand on it. Pass ahead to Barkema. Barkema stops. Puts it up. Good! 2-point basket for Barkema. North College ties it at 84. An unlikely turn of events. Pass comes right side. Fisk basketball under a minute to go. Addison Miller with the basketball. Miller has it on the right side. Miller hands it back to Madison. 52 seconds. 15 on the shot clock. A long two on the way. Missed it. No good there for the putback, though. Is El Paso Pitts. Pitts. 13 points. Dort College trails 86-84. 17-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Comes over to Brunsting. Brunsting comes back. And Dort College calls for a timeout. Timeout is charged to Dort College. 86-84. It should be 86-84, and they get the scoreboard corrected. They had given the basket to the wrong side. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. It'll be Dort College basketball when we resume play right in front of the Dort College bench. 35.9 seconds left in regulation, 19 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College is in the double bonus. Fisk is in the 1-1. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Fisk has lost two players to fouls. Dort College is inbounding as we resume play. Ball's inbounded to Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing gives it back over to Brunsting. Brunsting with it, 10 to shoot. Brunsting puts it on the deck. Has Henriksen. Henriksen thought about the three, decides against it. Underneath intended for Winterfeld. Ben Gasing throws up a three. Shot no good. There for the rebound, though, is Winterfeld, and Winterfeld is fouled on the weak side rebound by Pitts. Not a good possession that time by the defenders, but Gasing got it up on the rim. Winterfeld was able to crash the boards from the weak side. And with 14.9 seconds left, Winterfeld is shooting to tie it. First free throw on the way for Marcus is up and down. Marcus Winterfeld now with 19. And another free throw on the way. O'Donnell will wait at the scorer's bench. Winterfeld to shoot two. This is the second. Trying to tie it. It's too strong. Rebound cleared by Pitts. Ball stripped. Coming away with it is Fisk. Jordan Madison. Jordan Madison will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. So Gasing will check into the game. He will stay in the game, I should say. O'Donnell will retreat back to the bench. And our score is now 86-85. Fisk in front by a point. A 1-1 on the way for Madison. Madison missed his last free throw. This one's up and off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld in the backcourt. 8 seconds left. Now seven. Gasing into the lane. Kick out. Brunsting. Three ball. Off the mark. No good. Henriksen up after it. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It will be... Well, now they're going to talk things over at the with the officials and how much time is left. 86-85, our score. Fisk. And I'm not sure who they're going to say it's Fisk basketball. And I'm afraid that is the correct call. Gasing, what happened is Gasing ended up going after it late. And Fisk is going to win this basketball game in all likelihood. Dort College, Chandler Brunsting had a three that would have won it. With 4 seconds left from the left wing. His shot was off the mark. Rebound got deflected out. And it was actually Alec Henriksen that went after it. And I'm not sure if they are saying Henriksen touched it last or if it was touched by Dort College on the rebound. But as it is, there are 0.4 seconds remaining. And it certainly appears to me that Fisk is going to survive this scare And they're going to get a win on the road tonight over the Dort College Defenders in the DeWitt Gymnasium, barring something completely unforeseen here. There are 0.4 of a second remaining. If nothing else, Fisk will throw it, I would imagine, into the backcourt. Hope that someone touches it and the clock runs out. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa. Also Jasper, Minnesota, People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. 86-85, Fisk with a one-point lead. Dort College putting themselves in a position to come back and win this game, but looks like it's not to be unless something strange happens here. Fisk will be inbounding. This will be Addison Miller throwing it in with 0.4 seconds remaining. And Fisk throws it in. It's tipped by Barkema. Barkema coming up with it was Brunsting at the free throw line. And Brunsting, his bank shot from straight on was off the mark. And that's the end of the ball game. Brunsting had a chance at it. That ball kicked off of the back of the off the glass and the front of the rim. Would have been interesting to see if that basket counts if it's all when it's all said and done. But as it is, Fisk comes away with a victory, 86-85, over the Dort College Defenders here this evening in non-conference basketball play. Let's take a break and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Wild and entertaining, but a little bittersweet for Dort College as they fall to 500 with a 86-85 loss to the Fisk Bulldogs this evening. Non-conference basketball play. Dort College led by as many as 8 early in the second half, trailed by as many as 7 in the second half, came back, tied it at 84. Fisk got a basket to go up 86-84. Dort College made 1 of 2 free throws, and then through a course of events, Fisk missed another free throw attempt. Front end of a 1-1. Dort College had a chance to retake the lead. Unable to, well, they took a shot from the left wing. That was Chandler Brunsting that could have potentially won it. That was off the mark. Ball went out of bounds. It was ruled off of Dort College, and with 0.4 seconds left, Fisk inbounded. Ball was tipped by Chad Barkema on the inbounds play. Chandler Brunsting ended up with it just inside the free throw line. He got the shot up, and as I said, it would have been interesting to see if they would have counted that hoop. Watched it on the replay, and it was too close to tell. Anyhow, the officials didn't have to make a decision as the ball hit off of the glass and then hit off of the front iron and bounced out. And Fisk canes on for the win, 86-85. Before we get to the numbers, we will visit with Coach Ross Dalma and then let him get on his way. Couple notes, though. Dort College wins the rebounding battle 43-34. Turnovers had negative 3 in that department, though. Fisk 14, Dort College 17. Free throws, this one hurts. Dort College 13 of 26 from the free throw line. Fisk 16 of 22. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma. And, Coach, you like to think that, okay, this one's going to make you better in the long run, playing a pretty talented, pretty physically gifted team, it seemed, team that could make a lot of plays, but you look at that free throw line, and that one just stings when it's all said and done.
Yeah, Mike, that one's the one that really obviously stands out. You know, 50%, 13 of 26. Not only shoot 50%, but we got there a lot, and we just didn't capitalize. It's frustrating. We gave away a lot of athleticism, a lot of size, but I think our guys just battled like crazy on the boards, and we're plus 9 there. The turnovers, you mentioned that we were minus 3. We had 17. As we've said before, not all turnovers are equal. A lot of ours were live ball turnovers that led to transition opportunities for Fisk, and they are very good in transition, obviously, one-on-one going downhill. So I think the turnovers, the nature of them, and also the free throw shooting were the frustrating deal. Didn't get consistent stops in the second half, and we went through some stretches in the first half. I believe we had 10 possessions in a row in the first half where we came up empty, and those are really the things that stand out.
Some difficult matchups for Fisk. when they had the basketball simply because of the different things that they could do. What were you trying to take away from Fisk in terms of when they had the basketball coming at you?
Trying to stop penetration. It's hard for us to stop the ball one-on-one against that athleticism. Not sure that we had great support on the helpline, midline. Thought that broke down a little bit. And they had some guys that Mike hit some three-point shots that maybe they typically don't. Now, they ended up going 8 for 15, and that's not how they've been shooting this year. And some of that is we didn't maybe execute as well on the defensive end, and some of that is they just hit some tough shots. So all in all, just some unfortunate things that happened, and it's the way it goes.
Yeah, you tried to zone for just a little while in the second half, and I thought, okay, maybe you slow them down a little bit, give them something different to look at.
Yeah,
they had two bombs on you, two different guys hit them.
Yep, two different guys hit them, and they were really – I just felt that for a little bit over half of the game, they were probably a little bit more aggressive than we were. I thought that we were – I wouldn't say flat-footed, but I felt that we were reactionary. First time that we had seen a zone, especially a zone like this, and there were times that we were good against it. There were some times that we weren't attacking like we needed to.
Coach, I'll let you go. It's going to be a short turnaround, 2 o'clock. You get going to tomorrow with Trinity Christian. Now it's just a matter of let's try to get out of the weekend with a win over Trinity Christian. That comes up 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
That's exactly right, Mike. Thanks.
That's Coach Ross Dahma. Let's take a look at those numbers. Dort College, 31 of 64 from the floor. Comes out to 48.4%, 10 for 33 on threes, 30.3%, 13 of 26 from the free throw line. 450% for Fisk. They were 31 of 63 for 49.2%, 8 of 15 on threes, 53.3%, 16 of 22 from the free throw line, 72.7%. Told you about the rebounds and turnovers already. Let's take a look at the individuals. Marcus Winterfeld tonight, 7 of 13 from the floor, 19 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 block shot. 14 points for Chad Barkham, 6 of 8 from the floor. He also ended up with 9 rebounds and 1 assist. 13 points for Alec Henriksen. He was 2 of 9 from the three-point line, had 4 assists. 11 points off of the bench for Ben Gasing, 3 of 5 from the floor. Got to the free throw line 9 times, converted 5. Chandler Brunsting, 7 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. He had a very productive 25 minutes of play here this evening and almost was the hero. Josh Van Langen, that included that four-point play. Josh Van Langen, 8 points and 5 rebounds. 6 points for Jesse Jansma, 5 for Kyle Lang, 2 for Zach Bussard for their total of 85. For Fisk, they were led by Addison Miller, 17 points. Joshua Madison ended with 16, 13 for El Paso Pitts, 11 for David Patton. Teron Davis had 10, 5 for Montreal Neighbors, 7 for Victor Alston, and 7 for Ryan Scott. Rebounds, El Paso Pitts, he had 9, 7 for Victor Alston. Pitts was a handful, even though he ends up with 13 points. He was just a matchup problem. Then you had Victor Alston's 7 assists. Davis had 4. Fisk improves to 6-2. Dort College falls back to 500 at 5-5. So that's going to bring to a close day one of the Dort College Defender Thanksgiving Classic. Women get a win over William Penn. It was Valley City State getting a win over Briarcliff in women's play. Northwestern defeated Trinity Christian 101-69 in men's basketball tonight. And it was Fisk over Dort College 86-85. We'll be back on the air tomorrow afternoon at noon. Dort College facing Valley City State tomorrow at noon in women's play, followed at 2 o'clock by the men's contest. Won't you join us for some more Thanksgiving Classic basketball on KDCR tomorrow afternoon? You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.